Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM.
94.9 KISS FM. Oh, yeah, by the way, Kenny Chesney on Saturday in Bozeman. This is actually happening, people.
Man.
3 years later, it's happening.
That's wild. I mean, you know, let's say fingers crossed, because, like, it is not irregular to hear about a concert, like, getting canceled the day before or something. We just had that happen with Ween here in Missoula.
I think it could happen between now and then.
Right. But, you know, things are looking good for the Kenny Chesney Show, at least.
There you go. Kenny on Saturday in Bozeman. Smith and Nelson, your Tuesday morning, coming off of a long weekend with a high in the low 80s today. Also, your final week.
Yes.
If you missed that big announcement last week, Mike Smith leaving the show, going to go work full-time at the Roxy.
That's right. This is my last week on Smith and Nelson in the morning, which means this is the last ever weekend that was for the both of us. I assume you'll still have more weekends that come after this.
Boy, I sure hope so. All right, yeah, on Mondays, or I guess Tuesdays here with a long holiday weekend, we do a little recapping.
Yeah, and, the weekend that was.
Get caught up a little bit.
Exactly. So what do you know? I mean, your family came back this past weekend, right?
I've been solo. I've been batching it, as they say, since, what, mid-June, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, right about, I guess, the 15th of June.
Yeah, they were gone for like half a month over in Washington, right?
Yeah. Everybody came back. My wife, the two kids, and grandma. Everybody drove back from Washington on Friday, so yeah, it was kind of just waiting around on Friday for them to get in, which I think they finally got here about almost 9 o'clock or so on Friday. Yeah, full day drive. But yeah, so they got back, and kind of most of the weekend was just laying low. We were dog sitting again, which we just did a little over a week ago. Our friends were going out of town for the 4th of July. I said, sure, we'll take the dog again. So we had a full house. We had, family was back. We had the dog. We had grandma. So
yeah.
It was full house.
You went from a very empty house to a very full house very quick.
Wow, there's a lot going on here. didn't do much for the start of the weekend, first couple days. Just yesterday, kind of, 4th of July mode a little bit. We really weren't going to do much for 4th of July.
Yeah.
One daughter's 7 and a half. The other one actually turns 4 today.
Oh, nice.
But, they got, like, some pop-its and kind of the ones where, you pull the string and they kind of do.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of trying to keep it low-key. Like, I don't think anybody in the neighborhood's doing anything. So we're not going to go buy them a bunch of stuff. Yeah, they blew up a couple things and heard some loud noises. They're fine. And then, we did that yesterday. And then about 20 minutes later, here comes one of the neighbors with a box of fireworks. And, of course, our two girls are like,
naturally.
Oh, what's that? Oh, that's cool. Oh, man, that's us. So we ran over to Pink Grizzly, got them some things.
Sure.
And then another neighbor was like, oh, you guys are doing fireworks? Oh, and they ran over to wherever they went to grab some fireworks. The next thing you know, I mean, it ended up being pretty cool because we had probably about 4 or 5 houses in the neighborhood just kind of all combined forces.
There you go.
All the kids were out and everybody was just kind of, lawn chairs and hanging out. And so it ended up being pretty cool.
But like an impromptu neighborhood block party.
But we were trying to just keep it under the radar and just be like, no, we'll watch fireworks from the house and we'll see all kinds of, films and everything. But we ended up going out and having a pretty good time.
Hey, that's great. Love to hear that.
That's about it.
Yeah, no, my 4th of July was pretty low-key, I would say. I mean, on Friday night, we actually went to go see the fireworks at the Paddleheads were doing.
Yeah.
Did not end up going to the game. We were kind of on the fence about it, and then we kind of looked up, and there was no tickets available for the game. Like, we tried to go day of, and it was like, well, there's no tickets left. That was a dumb move on our part. But we staked out a spot in the park right next to the field and just kind of hung out there for a couple of hours and then waited for the fireworks to start. So, that was pretty good. Then Saturday, went to the farmer's market and went doing that for a while. Ended up going to Nimrod Hot Springs, kind of warm spring off the side of the highway that we did there for a little bit. And we were there, while it was nice out, and then as we left, the thunderstorms just started rolling in.
Got out just in time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could see the lightning on the drive home, and it was kind of rough.
Yeah, weather was pretty wild over the weekend.
It was very unpredictable. It was 90 degrees one minute, and then 50 degrees and thunderstorming the next. It was kind of weird.
Our power went out on...
did it really?
What day would that be? That's Sunday.
Oh, man.
I don't think our power's ever gone out.
Oh, geez.
But yeah, with the thunderstorms and everything, our power went out probably for about an hour.
Oh, man. I'm glad I came back.
Me too. Come on. We don't want to waste a fridge full of food here.
There you go. We did Nimrod on Saturday, and then that was Saturday, and then came back home, hung out, had some dinner, and then went to go see Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which, I thought was all right. Had an okay time with. I mean, there's some great sequences in that movie, for sure. And then Sunday, I worked at the Roxy. Now I can say that I worked there. I did work at the Roxy on Sunday. And then Monday, we actually went to Sealy Lake for their 4th of July celebrations. And we kind of went there during the day, and the potential plan was to stay there throughout the entire night. And by like 5 o'clock, we were like, okay, we're about ready to go. We did the parade. We went to the duck race, had some food at a food truck. And then we were like, okay, yeah, we saw the fireworks the other day at the paddleheads. Right. We could probably skip these ones.
Did enough. Had
yeah.
some fun.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, had a good time. Yeah, it was a good, fun-filled 4th of July, I think.
Sounds like it was plenty busy for sure.
It was, yeah.
All right, there you go. Getting caught up a little bit on a Tuesday with the long holiday weekend. Smith and Nelson, the weekend that was.
When it's country in Lolo, it's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. What they tweet, what they do, it's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60, and we talked about this last week. There's a story about a guy in New Hampshire who got arrested while wearing a shirt with Morgan Wallen's mugshot on it. There's a mugshot within a mugshot. The news, I guess, got to Morgan Wallen, and he actually wrote Friday on his Instagram story, hey, we've all been there, man.
Obviously.
Yes, there you go. Wish I saw this sooner, I would have bailed him out, is what he said.
That's great. That's great.
Yes.
How cool would it have been if Morgan Wallen would have seen it sooner?
That would have been incredible. I think he should, like, reimburse the guy anyway at this point, right?
Sir, you're free to go. Your bail's been paid. By who? Morgan Wallen. I'm just now realizing my content here is Blake Shelton heavy for the morning.
Oh, yeah?
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary over the weekend. Blake posted happy anniversary to the woman that makes my world go round. Gwen Stefani, because of you, this year has been the best year of my life. Which not a lot of people saying with the whole COVID thing.
Sure, yeah.
I love you. Thanks for saying yes. Gwen wrote, 1 year down, forever to go.
There you go. All right, Taylor Kerr of Maddie and Tay apparently has a brother who actually may end up more famous than her. People are just now kind of discovering that he's an actor named Mason Dye, and he's in this new season of Stranger Things. It's a pretty major role. He plays the basketball jock named Jason Carver, who is kind of leading the charge against the heroes and trying to find out. I haven't watched the whole season yet. I'm like six episodes in.
Have you not seen him yet?
I've seen him, yeah.
Okay.
He's like a pretty major part of the season. He's there. He's
there
pretty recognizable for sure.
All right, and if you're a fan of The Voice on NBC, September 22nd, that'll be when the new season of The Voice starts. Or, I'm sorry, September 19th will be when the season starts.
Okay.
Season 22.
There you go.
So it's back. It's Monday night time slot, which they took the spring off. You and me were talking about this a couple minutes ago going, I feel like The Voice did their season.
I just feel like The Voice is always on, isn't it?
It does. But apparently, I guess they took the spring. Usually, they do the two seasons for the year. They do the spring and the fall.
Right.
I guess they took the spring off, which we had to look it up. I'm like, I guess they did.
Yeah.
But they'll be back. Blake Shelton, he's the only coach to appear on all 21 seasons.
Man.
He will be back for season 22. Other coaches, Gwen Stefani, Camilla Cabello, and John Legend. Carson Daly also, he's been there for every season.
Yeah, Blake Shelton, Carson Daly, never going to give that gig up, I don't think.
Pretty cush.
Pretty nice
gig if you can get it, I guess.
It's a good paying gig. It's got a very comfortable chair. Why would you give it up?
Yeah, why'd you give it up?
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60, 94.9 KISS FM.
Country leader, 94.9 KISS FM, Smith & Nelson, your Tuesday, low 80s here for the day. We're going to do mid to upper 80s for the rest of the week, including tomorrow, a high of about 86. We check weather for your morning from the Advocates Injury Attorneys.
Yes, if you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444 or MontanaAdvocates.com.
You're right over there.
Yeah, after you said Advocates Injury Attorneys, I like zoned out for a second and paused, and then I was laughing about the pause afterwards, but not in the moment because I was a professional.
Yes, we are professionals. All right, over the weekend, 4th of July, I guess it was yesterday, Joey Chestnut does it again.
Yeah,
your
absolutely.
Hot dog eating champion.
The Michael Jordan of hot dogs. Joey Chestnut won for the 15th time in the last 16 years.
How incredible is that?
Yeah, just absolutely dominating that sport.
I wish there was some sort of a counter where you could just go back and see how many hot dogs he's eaten over the course of his days.
I think there was. I think I saw something online where like somebody added up, at least for all the ones that he's won, and it was like, well over 1,000 hot dogs.
That's just competition. I mean,
yeah.
There's got to be training.
Oh, sure,
yeah. Other events. Yeah. Other hot dog eating things.
That's a good point.
Oh, man. 15.
What percentage of the world's hot dogs go straight into Joey Chestnut's stomach?
How is he not on TV pitching like hot dogs or something? I did it again. This was kind of an interesting one yesterday. They had like a protester come up in the middle of the competition.
Yeah. I guess a protester from an animal rights group came up and I guess got a little too close. I'm not sure exactly how he got up there or what happened. He was in a Darth Vader mask for some reason. And he got in the way of Joey Chestnut. And during the competition, like while it was happening, Joey Chestnut, like mid bite on a hot dog, just like took the guy out.
Gave him like a chokehold.
Yes, yeah, brought him down within seconds, and then just went right back to eating his hot dogs. He was also on crutches too. He like broke his leg or something. So yeah, actually, like super impressive that he still managed to win despite the handicap and the interruption. And was still like 20 hot dogs ahead of whoever came in second. Yeah. I guess.
So he set his own. I mean, he's outdone his previous records multiple times over the years.
Yeah.
76 last year.
Yeah, that is the full record. And this year he ate 63.
63 dogs and buns.
Yeah, not really close to the record this year, but still, like I said, 20 dogs ahead of the closest competitor.
And I was saying, man, I'd be watching the scoreboard. I'd be staying about 5 ahead. Just a comfortable distance. But I don't need to be 20 ahead.
Right, yeah. I think he can like pace himself and be perfectly fine.
I saw this story. Actually, I saw this last week before the weekend hit, before the hot dog eating contest. But I thought it was kind of interesting. It was like an interview with him, just talking about the craziness of being involved in competitive eating.
Sure, yeah.
And what he does. And just talking about how he's broke his own record many times. But they're asking these questions, which I thought, that's kind of like just interesting. But like one of them asking, like, what happens to your body, like during the competition and after the competition. He basically said, like, most people can relate to feeling like really bloated, really tired after Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Like, you go Thanksgiving, oh, I got to do seconds. Maybe I just do a little more. Oh, and it's dessert. Then at the end, you're just going, oh, boy.
Why did I do this to myself?
Exactly. So he said it's pretty much like after Thanksgiving, except really, really bad is how he phrased it. They asked him how he recovers. Like, when you get done, like, what do you do? He said, people have told me they can smell the hot dogs. He said, I can't, but the sweat afterwards, it feels sticky and greasy.
Man.
Think of your own sweat. You're just like, oh, that feels sticky and greasy.
Like you're sweating hot dog water.
He says, my girlfriend says it smells different. So after he finishes the eating competition, and they put microphones in his face and want to do all that, he says, after the interviews, it kind of helps him focus, stay calm, not really just pay attention to, wow, I just stuck all that inside of me.
Yeah.
He says he then goes back to his hotel room, takes a much needed nap because he says after the event, he's just super exhausted. And he says he's either just super thirsty or wants to go to sleep. And then he says, if you were wondering, it takes about 4 hours for nature to take its course.
Makes sense.
We'll just leave that there. But I was like, oh, that's kind of some things you just never think of. Like,
yeah. After the aftermath.
After you're done, I guess you have to have like some recoup time, right?
Right, yeah. I don't think you really go out celebrating after you're done. Yeah. I feel like you need to chill for a while.
Can you imagine if you did just go out celebrating? Like, let's hit the bar.
Yeah.
Five drinks in, I don't feel too well.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Joey Chestnut, 15th title in 16 years, 63 hot dogs and buns yesterday.
Impressive.
Plus on crutches. Plus taking down a protester. Is there a greater American athlete and hero?
There you go.
I'm not sure there is.
On 94.9 KISS FM. It's newsy and noteworthy. And it's now on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. What's newsy and noteworthy for your morning? And a guy in Florida is facing charges after he tried to land a security job at Disney World by stealing R2-D2. That was his plan. He recently applied for a job as a security guard, and he thought he could up his chances by exposing weaknesses in their security protocols. So what he did is he dressed up as an employee, he walked into one of their resort hotels, and tried to steal a replica R2-D2 that was worth $10,000. His plan did not work. If anything, he showed that their security is pretty good.
Top notch.
Top notch. Someone saw him pushing the cart around, seemed suspicious, security confronted him, he said he worked there, they knew he was lying. And then, you know, that led him out of there. And, now he's facing charges for grand theft.
I feel like the whole wanting a job as part of the security team is just like a second, like, oh, that could be my cover story.
That could be it.
It doesn't seem like he really wanted the job. It seems like he's trying to cover his tracks.
Yeah.
Story from Business Insider says, Wet Wipe Island has formed on a river in London. an island the size of two tennis courts, and it's basically come together because so many people are flushing wet wipes when they shouldn't be.
Oh, jeez.
They're made with plastic and don't break down when you flush them. They're considering banning wet wipes altogether, any of them that contain plastic. Local residents want the government to get rid of the island.
Wow.
How's that for an eyesore?
That's crazy.
Giving tours along the river.
Right.
Here you'll see Wet Wipe Island. The locals have named it.
It's from all the trash people are throwing in their toilets. Ryder went on a trip to Alaska last week with 7 family members, his wife, 4 kids, and 2 other adults. Before they took off, Delta offered them $10,000 to get bumped to a later flight, and he turned it down. $1,250 a seat for 8 seats. Not in travel vouchers. They were going to put $10,000 in a Visa gift card or with an immediate transfer over Apple Pay. Says kind of took a minute to register that it was a serious offer, and then he was worried about how long they'd be delayed, if their plans would be affected, whether 10 grand was worth it. So he declined and then watched a few other people take Delta up on the offer instead. He says his wife is still very mad.
Although I guess he would have probably only got $7,500, right? Because the 2 other adults.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Got some money. But still.
Still, a lot of money.
Business Insider says the world's 10 wealthiest people lost a combined $250 billion during the first half of the year.
Wow.
Now that we've kind of reached the midway point. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos lost a combined $120 billion, all because of inflation and the craziness of the stock market. How about that? $250 billion with a B, I
see. There you go. The inventor of cell phones, Martin Cooper, is saying that, maybe you should get off your cell phone for a while, basically. In 1973, he invented the Motorola Dynatac 8000X, and it looks nothing like the phones that we have today, obviously.
Sure.
But he was on a BBC morning talk show recently, says that he spends less than 5% of his time on his mobile phone. He seems shocked when someone suggested they spend around 5 hours a day on theirs. He said, do you really? You really spend 5 hours a day? Get a life.
That's great. Guy that invented the cell phone.
Yes.
Get off your cell phone. Final one. Story says General Mills adding a new white magic gem marshmallow to Lucky Charm cereal. Marshmallow has multicolored sugar specks. General Mills released the backstory. It says magic gems have been stowed away in the goblin den for centuries and hold the power of rainbow vision to see in the dark. Which seems like a lot of hype for something that's going to taste exactly the same as the rest of the different marshmallows.
It's a lot of backstory for a marshmallow.
They're already in the cereal. Like they're not going to. They all taste the same.
Right.
No matter what marshmallow they are. Yeah, I love that they have a backstory. There you go. Newsy and noteworthy. It's Kiss.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning, brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster.
94.9 KISS FM, Smith and Nelson on a Tuesday morning. Things are always a little wonky when you have the day off.
Right.
You get to work, you're like, ah, oh, it's Monday. Wait a minute, no, it's not, it's Tuesday. We'll help get you settled into work.
Yes.
We'll go commercial free for your work day.
9:30 all the way until 10:20, and that's for 50 straight minutes.
All right, part of your morning with KISS here, brought to you by Taco Time.
That's right, try the new Impossible Nacho Burrito. You won't believe how much Impossible meat tastes like seasoned ground beef, but it's 100% vegetarian, a delicious combination of Impossible meat and your favorite nacho ingredients, all wrapped in a home-style tortilla. It's Nacho Average Burrito, the Impossible Nacho Burrito, only for a limited time at Taco Time in North Reserve.
All right, there you go.
I'm gone for 3 days, and suddenly it's renewed.
Like you've never seen the joke before after being gone a couple of days. All right, KISS FM mobile app. Open it up. Got a story there about Missoula Outdoor Cinema. This is they announced their lineup for the summer of movies.
They did.
This is the 19th season of doing outdoor movies.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. They've been doing this for so long.
Run of movies that make up Missoula Outdoor Cinema. They will begin on Saturday.
Yeah, July 9th, which they are going to kick things off with a movie that I guess was produced here in Missoula, kind of about the Missoula housing crisis, a documentary called A Decent Home. And then after that, they're going more with some classics, some more family-friendly ones, and some ones that, I think a lot of them are family-friendly picks. Some of them are like one's like a concert movie. One's kind of just some popular like romantic comedy. There's kind of something for everybody here.
A
mix
in there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple nights where you take the kids. A couple nights where you go, let's do this one just for the parents.
Yeah, exactly. So, After a Decent Home, it's a Dr. Strangelove, classic satire from the 60s. Fantastic Mr. Fox, one of my favorite animated movies. You got Shrek in there. The kids will love that one. 10 Things I Hate About You. My girlfriend wants to go see that one. Encanto is going to be playing, which, of course, that's been a big one this last year. Summer of Soul. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's the concert movie they're showing, which was the West Harlem Festival in New York in the 70s. Okay. I saw that last year, and it was really terrific. Castaway, also with Tom Hanks. That's going to be the last one of the summer, and that goes all through July and August.
North Missoula Community Development Corporation is the kind of ones that put it on, and it says that donations... You can make them at anybody can attend, but donations encouraged at the gate.
Right, yes. A $5 per person or $10 per family donation encouraged.
All funds go toward making neighborhood programming happen, just kind of like this.
Yeah.
And it says additionally supports work to preserve and develop affordable homes for our neighborhood. So, yeah, there you go. Movies begin on Saturday, and they go every weekend between now and the end of August.
And they happen at the playground of Head Start School on Warden Avenue.
All right, you want to find out more with the summer lineup of movies with Missoula Outdoor Cinema? Open up your KISS FM mobile app. Details are right there or at kissfm.com.
Yep, this is your local country morning show. No bones about it. Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM. Odds and Ends with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends to your morning. And if you have a dog, you've probably spent a good amount of money on them at some point. But what if you spent $7,500 on a dog bed? Because that's what Gucci is saying you may want to do. They have a new couch bed for cats and small dogs for $7,500. Also a new poop bag holster for a very reasonable $460.
Jeez.
Collars for $500. Leashes for $660. Dog jackets for $930. A food dish that costs $1,750. Yeah, that's going to run you a lot of money if you want to... If you want to really pamper your pet, I guess Gucci is the place to go.
The only reason they make those is because people actually buy them.
Apparently.
Tom Cruise, in an interview with People Magazine, says a traffic cop has never quoted his Need for Speed line to him when he's been pulled over. But in the interview, he said, I kind of wish they would sometimes. Yeah. He says he does get stopped, but no one's ever pulled that out. But then he also said he spends a lot of time on racetracks, on motorcycles, in helicopters, so he gets a lot of the need for going fast out of his system.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Not speeding too often.
I guess that makes sense. I feel like if you pull someone over and it turns out to be Tom Cruise, like, your brain might, like, short circuit for a second. You wouldn't, like, think to do the line,
yeah,
I guess, right?
I guess.
Until afterward. There's, like, some cop who's, like, kicking himself after he leaves. Like, ah, man, I could have said it.
Should have used that. Dang it. You would have thought it was hilarious.
Exactly. Stranger Things Season 4 continuing to set records. Netflix saying that part one of the season brought in 7.2 billion minutes of viewing time in a single week.
Wow.
May 30th through June 5th, which is the highest weekly total for any streaming show. No other show has ever topped 6 billion, and only Tiger King and Ozark have topped 5 billion minutes in a single week. So Stranger Things with 7.2 billion minutes that first week when it first came out.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Florida police recently arrested a man for throwing a hot dog at police officers.
Joey Chestnut?
It was not him. Officers told him he could no longer sell hot dogs from his cart because his permit ended at midnight. He ignored the officers, continued to sell his hot dogs. Eventually, some back and forth, became upset, threw a dog at an officer, and then they charged him with battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. Battery might be a little much.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a hot dog.
Yeah.
James Cameron, hard at work on his new Avatar movies, and they are going to be long ones, like 3 hours or more. And he says he can already hear people complaining about it, and his message is to shut up. Says, I don't want anybody whining about length when they sit and binge-watch TV for 8 hours in a row. It's like, give me a break.
That's true.
I've watched my kids sit and do 5 one-hour episodes in a row. The big social paradigm shift that has to happen, it's okay to get up and go to the bathroom if you need to, is what he's saying.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's also saying that Sigourney Weaver, who was killed in Avatar, her character died in Avatar 1. She's back in Avatar 2 as a different character. She's playing the teenage daughter of the main character.
Kind of interesting.
Sigourney Weaver as a teenager. Going to be interesting.
All right, some stuff that happened on this date. 1865, the Secret Service was formed. This date, 1946, the bikini was introduced, which today I believe is National Bikini Day.
Oh, wow.
On this date in 1989, the first episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC.
The Seinfeld Chronicles.
It all began. A couple birthdays today. Dave Haywood from Lady A. He's 40. Huey Lewis. Might see him hanging out in the Bitterroot. He's 72 for Huey Lewis today.
Does he live in the Bitterroot?
Yeah, he's got a house there.
I didn't know that. That's sure. News to me.
Well done. There you go. Some odds and ends for the morning. It's Kiss.
To hear my favorite country every day.
On Montana's Country Leader.
I love it.
I love it.
94.9 Kiss FM. Driven by Carl Tyler Chevrolet.
Montana's Country Leader, 94.9 Kiss FM with Smith & Nelson. We'll go commercial-free for your workday, and that commercial-free run of music kicks off coming up at 9:30
all the way until 10:20 for 50 straight minutes.
It's a Monday. No, it's not. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Those, still throwing you off.
Those days off. Get me all mixed up.
Yep.
Usually on Mondays, at this time, we talk to Heather from Crumble Cookies. She gives us the rundown on all the new flavors of the week with Crumble Cookies, but it's a Tuesday, and we figured we might as well just run them down
exactly.
On our own.
Yeah, might as well. So,
great collection of flavors this week.
It is a really strong collection of flavors, kind of 4th of July themed as well, kind of celebrating America. And, of course, the birthday cake cookie is back this week. I think they did this last year on the 4th of July, the patriotic version of the birthday cake cookie to celebrate America's birthday.
Gotta
right? Makes sense?
Yeah, I got to do a little red, white, and blue.
Absolutely.
Got the red and blue sprinkles there. Got the white frosted.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
It looks very American.
Cake batter cookie, smooth cake batter cream cheese frosting, and then, yeah, the red, white, and blue sprinkles on top. It is very delicious. And then, what is more American than the apple pie cookie?
Yeah, exactly.
The apple pie cookie, which is a buttery pie cookie topped with a bakery-made apple pie filling and a streusel topping.
Man.
Yes, and you know, whenever Crumble does those like pie cookies, you kind of take fantastic. A bite, and it's like, oh, this is just like a mini pie.
Yeah, key lime, then pumpkin.
Oh yeah,
what else do they have?
I mean, there's a bunch. Didn't they do like a blueberry pie thing too? I mean, there's a few pie cookies in the mix. But yeah, apple pie definitely one of the best ones. So yeah, that's in the mix this week. The s'mores brownie cookie. We were kind of trying to figure out if we've had this one before.
I know they've done a s'mores, kind of a take on s'mores,
yep,
for sure. But I'm not sure I had the one that's combined like with the brownie.
Right, yeah. We've had s'mores cookies, we've had brownie cookies. We're not sure if we've had the s'mores brownie.
Two powers combined.
Exactly. A brownie, graham cracker, milk chocolate chips, and perfectly toasted marshmallows baked right on top of that, too.
This looks like it'd be the one you got to get it warm.
Yes, absolutely.
Like if somebody goes and gets cookies, you bring them back, or 2 hours later you have it. Still be delicious, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But you want it. Like, as it's melting in your mouth kind of
the
thing.
The marshmallows
on
top, or they're still gooey? Come on.
Yes, definitely. Then for the chilled cookie of the week, this one I think is a brand new one. The blue raspberry featuring icy. And this is pretty cool.
Looks fun.
Yeah, they've kind of created a cookie that looks like you're getting an icy, like at the movie theater or something.
If you look down from the top of the cookie, it looks like it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a soft vanilla cookie covered with a tart blue raspberry icy frosting. And then it's sprinkled with this sparkly crystal sugar. And then they have an edible candy straw right on the top of that, too.
Looks like a straw coming out of the drink.
That's pretty great. And then finally, the cornbread cookie is back. Classic cornbread cookie, honey butter glaze, topped with thick honey buttercream frosting, and a decorative drizzle of honey. If you like honey on cornbread, this cookie for you.
Pretty good lineup for the week.
Absolutely.
Birthday cake, apple pie, s'mores brownie, blue raspberry featuring icy, and cornbread. They always have the milk chocolate chip cookie. And it's not just cookies.
Yes.
I got ice cream as well.
They got the Crumble cream, which you're a big fan of.
I am. Very delicious. All right, check it out. Crumble, they deliver. They do catering. You can stop in, grab gift certificates, great gift ideas.
Absolutely. And then this Friday, I'll be out delivering Crumble cookies. It's my last Crumble delivery on Friday.
If you want a party box full of all of those delicious flavors delivered to you at work, you got to get signed up.
Yes, you do.
All right, the Win Stuff page, KissFM.com, or your KissFM mobile app if you want to be our next Free Cookie Friday winner.
Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 Kiss FM. You know, newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full-service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block, South Avenue West.
Finding those fun facts and those pieces of information that hopefully we didn't know about, and then you can take and share with others. It's our nugget for the morning.
Exactly. And if you ever found yourself stumbling home after having a few too many drinks and wondering to yourself, I wonder how many people in the world right now are in exactly the same situation as I am. Well, apparently, people have tried to estimate this, and approximately 0.7% of the people in the world are drunk at any given moment, which means about 50 million people wow. in the world are drunk at any time.
That's the number.
That is the number. It is 5 o'clock somewhere for 50 million people
wow.
everywhere in the world. There you go.
Putting math to use for good.
Apparently, yeah. I will take that for sure. Needs to or not. Now you know.